Welcome to episode 90 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we spun for the fourth season.
Yes, it is the fourth season.
Of Numbers and Digits, and we got 0091. And we'll go read the wiki in a moment. I'll pause and go through it, because apparently a lot there.
Hold on, before you go on, Numbers and Digits? That's the same thing. Numbers are digits.
I just woke up. Relax.
Numbers and symbols,
calling
okay.
Oh, jeez. Kind of got a break. But on the onset, I knew the art was something I've seen before. And we're watching, I think, one or two episodes together.
I think I actually ended up watching three, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And about halfway through the whatever number that was that we watched, I was like, I know, like, this is too on the nose for stuff I've seen before. I looked it up. And 009 is a pretty, I don't want to say big, but fairly big anime. And it's been remade. Netflix has its own, like, new anime show, 009, even though there's an older one. And it's the same manga artist, same guy. And he's got a very specific art style with these androids.
The same story and stuff?
Not with these girls. There's, like, a group of them. I think it's, like, 009, and there's, like, nine of them. I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to be honest with you. It's terrible.
Okay.
Like, I watched it. Part of the Netflix one, it's all bad.
Okay.
None of it's good. And, like, we're watching this, and I'm like, you know, this has the same vibe, and the art's all the same. It's like watching Akira Toriyama, the artist from Dragon Ball Z, drawing anything else.
Or...
it's his style.
Or, what's his name, the famous movie guy, does all the... Disney owns all the movies, does House, Castle, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know exactly. I can't remember.
Yeah, for some reason the name slipped
my... the name off my head, but you're exactly right. All those types of movies are very similar. So, yeah, it's in the same world. It's just unoriginal. It's terrible. It's so bad.
Are we talking about the art now?
The art and the unoriginalness, what I was trying to get at, is, like, the story. It's, like, all in the same world. Like, nothing's different from each other in all the different animes that he made.
Oh, we're talking about... talking about his writing style.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff
just...
like
it's all the same. It's quite terrible. But, that being said, it's essentially a progressive anime version of James Bond.
I actually didn't get that at all.
Well, female progressive is what I was getting at. She's empowered. I mean, she uses her body. She has machine guns for her tits. She's a secret agent.
I got pretty sexist vibes out of this, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah. We can go through.
I'm happy to have that. I'm not saying they weren't there.
No, well, I'm just saying this is not a progressive show.
Well, I think it might be progressive through his eyes, but through a normal person's eyes.
Maybe.
I think that might be what I'm trying to
Maybe, get. Because it came off very sexist to me. I mean, this the main character is naked a whole shitload in this.
Yeah, and uses her body a lot.
For no reason.
For almost no reason to get to points.
Uh-huh.
To get information or something that she could get without f***ing these guys.
Right. And then at one point, they even mentioned, like, in the second episode, she sleeps with a woman for apparently no reason.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I just wanted to know.
She also didn't look like a woman, but we were both confused when they said that, but that was...
They can change the face and all that.
No, I mean, they...
Oh, right. The person she was sleeping with was just, like, a really brutish woman.
Yeah, it was weirdly drawn for some reason. Mm-hmm. Everything else is drawn very, like, beautiful.
Well, beautiful in his art style, I guess.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, yes. The characters, this
like
blonde.
They're very glamorous.
Yeah, they're not the art's beautiful. They're beautiful people, essentially. So it was just kind of odd to have him. Although, the Western black guys seem to be drawn more cartoonishly evil, I guess. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, definitely. Let me get to the wiki before we get too far.
Sorry.
All right, the Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Shotaro Ishinomori, I think. Maybe that's right. Serialized by Futabasha Publication Weekly Manga Action from 67 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
Came back briefly in 74, apparently. About a cyborg secret agent, which is what we're going to get into. Yeah, that's it.
Well, so wait, the story was based off of, like, the 70s and 60s?
Yeah, he wrote it way back then. But you remember when we looked up him? The picture of him was, like, really old.
Right, but they decided to do a anime in, what, 2006?
Yeah, I think the reason being is that his 009 series got popular with the other androids.
Oh.
And then this is, like, a piece of his... I don't know for a fact. I'm not, you know, digging for this, but I think it was because that got popular, so, like, oh, what's another piece of his work we can cash cow on? although, and it was probably
although it was created by Ishimori and features similar themes, the Senna Maggot, despite the 00 name and the cybernetic protagonist, has no relations to his previous work, Cyborg 009, and
no relation. Even though they're cyborgs, the name's the same. They essentially do the same functions. Like the, if you watch them both, they're very similar, in, like, structurally.
Yeah,
their guns are the same. Like, go f*** yourself.
That's why I wanted to read that, because that looked like, that sounded weird. And that's nothing. In 2013, it was announced that the manga would be adapted into a live-action film.
Yeah.
So there's a film, too.
There's a bunch going on. The guy's popular. I don't get why, though.
I was just looking to see about if the Netflix thing was mentioned at all, but it doesn't seem like it is in this wiki. So, okay. Alright, we can just jump...
Yeah, we'll just jump right into it, right?
We'll jump into the premise anyway.
So, Cold War never ended. It was like 150 years or something like that.
Didn't feel like it, though.
No. It felt like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like... But, at the same time, if a Cold War's happening, social... thing, cues and stuff aren't progressing all that much, although science can in certain fields, because obviously during the real Cold War, we got to the moon.
Right, I'm just saying, the technology didn't seem to match even.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. I mean, they had cyborgs and stuff, but they were like, imagine from the 70s, you know, robot women with robot with gun tits and stuff like that, and so forth and so forth. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
And so there's these two blocks, the Eastern and Western block, either...
It's very vague. About yeah, what
we
they
don't
are.
Know what actual country but, it is.
I mean, I'm assuming it's, you know, Western Europe and the US versus Russia,
yeah,
essentially.
It feels like that. It also felt a little like maybe Eastern Germany versus Western Germany. We're not sure.
Yeah.
it's Eastern versus Western Bloc.
Yeah, it's hard because it seems like they're on one continent.
Yes. It seems at times that they're very close together.
So that's why it's hard to decide. So maybe everything is fused in Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
But who knows? But no one has, like, English accents.
Yeah, I didn't think of that either. No one has any accent, well, except for theirs.
The Western Bloc has the weird Russian accent.
Yeah, it's a little Russian.
But everything on the Western side seems American. And you would think it'd be there'd be some Japanese thing going on here, but not at all, really.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. It doesn't really tell you too much, which is kind of a good thing, kind of a bad thing, because I hate exposition.
Yeah, I mean...
But it would also be nice to know
I didn't really care. I mean, that was the premise for the overall show, but the real premise of the show is just about one of the agents going through different missions. That's essentially what it is. Female James Bond, essentially.
Yeah, they refer to her as 009 a couple times, but usually 009-1.
Uh-huh.
That's her full spy number.
Because
she is a spy.
Because they're
a cyborg spy.
There are other cyborg women, 009-092, all up to 7 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Why are all women?
Yeah, I guess guys can't have robot or boob guns.
Oh, there's nowhere to put the bullets.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And you know, the show is really weird in a way too, because it starts off very fast paced and actiony. Like the first episode was like nonstop. It was like
and sexy, like
yeah,
not necessarily in a good way, mind you, but it you know very sexy.
It opens up with her naked in the bed with this guy.
Yes.
So, and then of course they're both agents and she kills him for whatever reason. I forget what it is. But after that first episode, it slows down like considerably for like it then doesn't pick back up. It's like, what is this?
The third episode is probably my favorite. And then the rest of it's just
The third episode was ridiculous.
That's why it was my favorite. It was just such a hard-boiled episode.
Oh, shut up. That was the... So, she's tasked to taking down this assassin who's never failed.
He's so hard-boiled.
And he's called Egg? I don't remember.
Egg something.
He's got...
Man, egghead, whatever.
He's got some egg thing in there in his name.
His head's sort of egg-shaped.
And his egg shape, and they use the same egg pun over and over. They don't use different egg puns.
Just the same one.
Just the hard-boiled one, over and over again. It was...
Because, like, he has conditions for the way he's going to kill people. Not at night, only during the day, only one bullet per person.
Right.
And they... the whole thing is psychologically is very hard boiled.
He's very meticulous, and in the end, he thinks that she's just the same meticulous and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, she just cheats and wins.
And she's not. She essentially cheats and wins. Not before sleeping with him, though.
Yeah, no, of course not.
For no reason.
Of course not. Which I found odd. I brought up the she sleeps with a woman earlier in this. But the rest of the series, she sleeps with nothing but purely men. Mm-hmm. So why did you bring that up at all if you weren't going to use it later?
I don't know. I thought they did mention that was her first time sleeping with a woman.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that was going to come back at some point as a story element.
Would have made sense.
Because why?
What also would have made sense, because there's a bit of an arc with her needing finding connection with kids and all that, right? Mm-hmm. It would have been really interesting if they had worked in why she kept f***ing all these people, is that was her one connection to humans.
Yeah.
That would have made sense, at least, but they didn't do that.
But see, she's not a full-blown robot.
Yeah, well, she's a cyborg, so she's, peace.
Yeah, I know, but she's got pieces in her, so she's still human, so she doesn't...
Sure, but she doesn't really have emotion for the most part.
No, she definitely has emotion, because that was the whole reason why they wanted her organization wanted to kill her, because she was too empathetic.
At the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was siding with the kids and all that.
Because she was empathetic throughout, though.
Yeah.
She was. That's why she kept getting in trouble.
Because I don't think she was supposed to be, though, because they met the Ironheart guy, and he left, right? Because he saw the kids.
Her mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was...
I don't think they're meant to have emotion like that. I think that's a defect.
That's what I'm getting at, though. I don't think it's a defect. I think they're human with machine parts.
Well, they are. They are. Cyborgs.
So I think they have emotions, and they were trying to beat them out of them, and that's what, like...
Well, a defect in the program. You know what I mean? It's not...
Well, when you said defect, I assumed you meant, their robot brains weren't working.
No. I definitely meant it like the program isn't supposed to be like that.
Right. They're supposed to...
You know what I mean?
They're supposed to kill what we say to kill, so forth and so forth. And it's pretty much, because she was originally from the Eastern Bloc, and she defect to the Western Bloc.
With her family. And
who got killed, but that's, who cares?
We don't know about which side.
Yeah. No, we know. She was defecting from the Eastern Bloc.
She said at the end of the episode, to this day, I don't know who actually shot them.
Oh, who killed them. Right, yeah. Right. But she defected from the Eastern to the Western Bloc, but she was, put in an orphanage. So she's explained...
A weird orphanage where, you're raised to be essentially indentured servitude. Yeah. You're working for these people forever.
Exactly. But my point is, so she was escaping from one country, and then she was in this orphanage, and she joins the spy organization. Her pretty much arc is she's always in a cage of some kind, and that's what she was trying to escape or some bullshit like that. It was there, but it wasn't really all that well.
It wasn't written well at all.
No.
There's little episodes of mission here, mission there. She was on vacation.
That's why I thought the her sleeping with the woman in the second episode, because she comes across this girl who was being chased, and
This is going to go there. Maybe there'd be a love arc.
Yeah, maybe there was something here for that, but no, she's just she's a full-blown android. Mm-hmm. Right? Freaking Dragon Ball Z screwed up that definition so bad, it's hard to tell.
Well, to be fair, this came out in 67, so...
Yeah, I know, but Dragon Ball Z is such ingrained in our culture these days.
Yes, especially in America.
No one even...
When you're talking about anime and android and cyborgs, it's Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and no one knows what the difference between an android and a cyborg is.
An android is a robot. A cyborg is part of both.
Not according to Dragon Ball Z.
Not according to Dragon Ball Z, mind you.
Anyway.
Oh, man. I don't like the art style. Don't like the writing. I don't like any of it, really. The music's meh.
No, and it looked like it could be stupid fun after that first episode.
Just be kind of crazy.
It's just action after action, because we thought it was just going to be a James Bond movie.
And it took the foot off the pedal. And slowed the down.
Like, so slow.
The third episode was the best one. The hard-boiled episode.
It's literally, I couldn't figure out when is this going to ramp up.
And what did it want to be?
Right. I mean, there was an overarching an overarching arc with the Western Bloc experimented on kids.
Yeah.
And now,
overarching, quote unquote, but it's really just the last couple episodes.
But
there's a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it was, for the most part, it was the introduced episodes. In like the second episode. Yeah. So, and then it just disappeared.
Didn't come back to it until like the 10th or 11th
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it disappeared in for like six episodes, and it's like, okay. And then there's this, and then the kids are all psychics and stuff.
Yeah, the mutants.
Yeah, it's weird.
And she got a connection with kids, and she's Western Bloc with the Eastern Bloc, or the other Bloc. Uh-huh. There's an agent that she kind of had a connection with, and they stayed on the moon base, because that's they're going to survive up there, no one knowing that they're there.
Alright,
because if anyone knows they're alive, they'll kill them.
Before you said moon base, so of course this show goes to the moon, because every anime ends up in space, but
also Cold War, at least it's a little more appropriate here.
Yeah, but I want to explain, they do have settlements on the moon.
Yes.
So that's why they went to the moon. Mm-hmm. There is a reason. They didn't randomly go to the moon, like Kill la Kill for some reason. But at least Kill la Kill was
dead. Yeah, it really was, like, out of nowhere. Oh, yeah. They're on the moon.
Yeah, but they did mention the moon a few times.
Yeah, once or twice, but it wasn't a part of the story.
But they didn't explain that...
there were moon bases.
Yeah, or anything like that. They just mentioned, like, hey, they're sending rockets to the moon. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, space race is still going on. But anyway, so... so there was this another... There was an episode... Where, like, six agents go to this haunted house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they all keep popping up dead.
Yeah.
Because, but it's her and the other Bloc guy.
Right.
Agent.
So, her and the Western Bloc agent survived this scientist who was just mad at two agents that ruined his life, essentially. He kills the two agents that... He gets his revenge, and they just leave. They don't complete their mission, because they're supposed to get this guy and his work, and they fail. But that guy...
Did he kill himself?
The scientist.
Yeah, yeah, at the end.
But the Western Bloc guy that she's with, he comes back once or twice throughout the thing, and he's at the end. That's apparently her brother.
Oh.
You didn't notice that?
No. I didn't pick up on that.
Because...
It's half in and out for a couple episodes.
So...
It's very slow.
In the backstory, she has a brother, and he's drawn so weird. He looks, like, slow. Like, his face, because he doesn't have any lines of dialogue, and he's just holding this doll... And he gets, and you just.
Well, I mean, they did see his parents being shot down and everything.
This was before.
Oh.
This is just them crossing over. Mm. And then.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets, and then we think he gets crushed. Mm. But then at the end, when she's fighting him, she flashes back to that moment and says, oh, it's my brother. And then she says his name. And he's like, call me whatever you want to call me. So it's left ambiguous.
He's a cyborg too, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's left ambiguous, but. I was like, really? This day was Sex Machina, cheap callback. You should just
about
killed.
To have some incest cyborg action here.
No, there was
a little bit of sexual tension, but they didn't go on it.
I didn't get that at all.
I thought it was there.
No,
but she gets captured right before that ending arc with the moon base and all that, and she's being tortured. Or was it at the moon base? She was.
No, it was.
It was before.
It was in the yeah. It was
right before, and. They rip her clothes off, and you see these iron tits. It's like, what, did they rip this? I'm confused here. Did they rip the skin off her tits?
No.
So you could see the iron guns? Were they always there?
No.
Did she just f*** people with iron titties?
No. I know exactly what it is, because they did it two or three times, and it's always when she's captured. They are essentially handcuffed so she can't shoot.
Mmm. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, that's what that exactly what that was. Because they mentioned you can't use your breast guns now or something stupid like that.
I mean, there's probably better ways to do that than to put iron clasps over
her
breasts.
I guess, but that's what they did.
Oh my god. It is weirdly sexist. It is. Like, you didn't do that to a dude, like, because there's the opposite, right?
Right.
He didn't have a penis gun on him. Like, no. What's going on here?
Like I said, this show is oddly sexist, and it's
subtle.
And it's
not in your face.
No, and it's attempt to show empowering women.
Yes, exactly. And that's such a slap in the face.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
That's the worst kind, you know?
And we've seen good ones. We've like mm-hmm. Land of the Lustrous. Like,
oh, fantastic.
Strong female characters. That's how you should do it.
You have to get past that first two episodes, but
yeah,
man.
For sure. But you can do it. You can do it easily.
Yeah.
But when you don't put the time in,
uh-huh.
It either comes off too in your face or subtly, like this is kind of subtle, mm-hmm. and then once you notice it,
Oh, I noticed it. But Land of Illustrious was one of those surprise good ones. And we need one of them because we haven't had a surprise good one in a while. I think since Kill la Kill.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So
this wasn't it.
No.
Definitely. I mean, it wasn't god awful. It just wasn't good. It was just slow.
Yeah. There was, did you know the episode where she's chasing after the black jazz guy who's apparently an agent? Did you watch that episode?
I don't think I remember
that. It was pretty much she was being chased by this one guy, and in order to get close to him, it's like the 9th episode or something.
I don't think I remember that one.
Well, there's it's pretty much a love story between her and this guy throughout the thing, and it's at the end. She wakes up naked in the bed, and he's
Jesus. Yeah, I must have dozed off of that.
And he says, "You're gonna because he's in the music and stuff. As soon as the song's over,
oh right, yeah,
the bomb's gonna explode in her, and then at the end, his head explodes, and he doesn't kill her. He kills himself, and that continues on because they're apparently renegades and trying to end the Cold War. Apparently, that was an OVA.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
it's weird that it was placed there.
Yeah, and right in the middle of the series. And because if you notice, after that episode, you didn't notice because I know you, that every episode number title, because the names of the episodes were missions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the numbers are off after that episode every time. Yep. So, like,
it's funny how episode 9 was the OVA.
Yeah.
It shows 009, or whatever.
So, like, episode 10 was, like, mission 9.
Oh, and it just threw off the number.
Yeah, threw off the number the rest of the show. It reminded me of 801 TTS Airbus.
What they might have done, whoever uploaded it, was put it chronologically, where it would fit in the series, even though it's an OVA, it doesn't actually fit there in release. You know what I mean?
Maybe. But it reminded me of 801 TTS Airbus, because remember how that one had three episodes and then a fourth with a weird name that I did look up and mention in an early one, even though we don't remember what it is now. And then numbers were off from then on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else to talk about. It's just not good. It's slow. At its worst, it's sexist. At its best, it's meh.
Yeah. It's definitely a middle-of-the-row anime.
Maybe a tiny bit less. Maybe.
Well, it's only 13 episodes.
Yeah, it's not a terrible amount of episodes. It's watchable.
And it's definitely watchable. It's just...
It's very slow-paced, though.
It is very slow-paced.
Very easy to fall asleep while watching this.
It's very episodic, too.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
I mean, it didn't really feel like it, though, in this one for some reason. But that's not to its credit.
Yeah. So,
No. Next one.
What? We're talking about the wheel.
Because the next episode we're going to do is Plunderer, and we're going to do the wheel in that one.
Okay. No problem. Number. What would you rate it? I would probably give it a 4.5. Leaning towards 4, but it could be a 5. I think it's just preference.
Yeah, I actually agree, because... I was thinking 5, but there was nothing really to get out of it, so I guess it depends if you like this kind of stuff or not. I mean, if you're into spies, you want to see some, well, I was going to say nudity, but there's really not nudity.
Yeah, it's just skin.
Yeah, there's
sexual situations.
There's no straight up nudity in it, so if you're looking for softcore stuff, sure.
If you're looking for a female James Bond, that's just depressing. Slow.
Yeah.
It's a slow depressing.
So, yeah.
I guess that's for you then. It's not for me.
That's a 4.
What else do we have for the numbers and digits?
Oh, numbers and digits? Dot hack. Well, dot the
801 TTS Airbats.
801 TTS Airbats. And
91 days?
91 days.
Okay. 91 days for me.
Well, there's 4 now we have to compare here. It's going to be hard to hard to remember.
91 days for me. Then. What was
it? Dot hack.
Then dot hack. Then it is 801 TTS.
My list is almost the same. I switched dot hack and 91 days only because out of nostalgia for me.
That's fair.
Because dot hack's one of my childhood animes, so.
That's fair.
Even though I have my problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, we're not spinning the wheel because back in P of the last season, we got Plunderer, and it was only 11 episodes in.
Yeah, it wasn't done.
And now it is done, so we took an extra week. And
watch it. So next episode is Plunderer.
Yes, and that's 24 episodes.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.